Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've kind of been on this for about a month or so, especially with the start that both baseball teams have gotten out to. The different feelings around both football teams. Now, I don't say that anybody's expecting the Jets to play the Giants in the Super Bowl. I don't mean that, obviously. But I think from where we've been to where I think these teams are going and where they currently sit now and with the draft and with some free agent moves that they've made, you know, it seems to me like New York football, for the first time in quite a while, it seems like there's a little bit of a path back to success. I feel like with the Jets and Aaron Glenn, they've kind of dialed it back. They've kind of restarted. They've done it quietly. They've made some, I think, very good moves in the offseason so far. They had a defense that underachieved last year that can get better. I expect it to get better. And with the Giants, there's this, at least from the people I talk to, like a renewed optimism around the team in that the disastrous seasons are behind them, and maybe they'll still be, I don't know, in a, and I know they had the one outlier year with the playoffs, but yeah, for the most part, the season's over the third week of September. I don't feel like that's going to be the case this year.
Well, I think it's different. So I think if you start with the Jets, man, I think a lot of people are happy that the Aaron Rodgers and the Zach Wilson saga is all over, that that's kind of behind them. I think there is so much at stake. I think this is probably the most pivotal year in a long time for the New York Jets from this standpoint. You got this young, not young, but this new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who's obviously knows a lot about the franchise and is, it was a part of this organization not only as a player, but also as a scout. It has done great things in Detroit. Can he come here and bring this and revamp this team from a defensive standpoint? And also from an offensive standpoint, can he get the best out of Justin Fields? Because Justin, this is his third team. I think there's still this question mark on who is he, and now that he has a new OC who's new at the job from a standpoint that he's never had his own show, this is his own show, and can he get Justin Fields to play at a high level? I think right now, if I'm the New York Jets, the offense has to go through Breece Hall. I think last year he dealt with some injuries. You couldn't find him on tape. And I think the ball went through Aaron Rodgers, obviously because it's Aaron Rodgers. But I think now that that's not the case, I think in order to protect Justin Fields, you got to give Breece Hall the ball. You have to get Breland Allen the ball as well. And we got to figure out, even though there's a lot of talk, where does Garrett Wilson stand? You know, because he averaged like 9 targets a game, but it felt like he never was in sync with Aaron Rodgers. And even when Davante Adams came along, there was a disconnect there. Can that all change? So I think there's a lot of optimism. I think there's a lot of hope. But I think Jets fans are out of hope. I think they're worn down to the nub. They just want to see production. They just want to see a production, a competitive outfit. And can Justin Fields at least get them to a wild card game? You know,
in terms of Fields, he's interesting to me because he was drafted very high, as we know.
Yep.
When I look back to, I have to pull the stats up, but my memory or recollection is, his last year in Chicago, things were starting to trend better.
Yeah.
He went 4-2 with the Steelers. Now, I know he wasn't throwing for 400 yards a game, but they're winning games.
Yeah.
What is the, would you say, is the real expectation for him coming to? I know it's his third team, but again, I can point to a couple of really good things the last couple of years with two different teams. What is the real expectation, do you think, for a Justin Fields?
Lean on his athleticism. I think if you try to make him a stoic quarterback, like a, you know, a golf out of Detroit. I think you're going to hurt yourself. I think you got to allow his athleticism to work for him. The kid has some mechanical issues. I mean, he's not overly accurate. He's not the guy who's going to kind of throw you some wins, throw the ball where you're going to equal some wins. But I do think with his athleticism, moving a pocket, leaning in on run game, you know, having him throw the ball no more than 30 times a game, you can make things happen. So that's and I think he's older. I think he's a lot more mature than he was. The fact that, you know, if things don't go well for whatever reason, the Jets do have an out after 1 year. But I think he's going into it with the mindset. He has a coach that believes in him. The Jets obviously seem like they believe in him. Now he has to just go and produce. But I don't think it's a situation where you're going to see him sit in a pocket like a Stafford and Jared Goff and just deliver dimes after dime. I think if that's the case, they're going to get hurt. Like, and that's what's interesting about Tanner, the OC coming out of Detroit. Hopefully he realized Justin isn't Jared Goff. You know, that this is still a young guy who's still trying to find his way in this league.
Now, I've watched enough of Jets post-game live with you and Bart. And
yeah,
I've seen you guys tear them up when that's needed to be the case. So this
and
is,
we don't want to.
But you have to. I mean, unless you're just going to be a shill and point out everything that's good, even in bad. I mean, there are enough bad losses where what else are you supposed to do?
Well, we've been a part of some seasons and covered some seasons where, I mean, it's just doom and gloom.
Right.
And so a lot of times it seems like we're kind of, you know, getting the hatchet and we're chopping at this team. It's not true. I think we're passionate about it because we wore the green and white. Bart had obviously better years when he was a Jet than I did. But I do think right now, since 2013, when I joined this team up until now, it's been a roller coaster of a ride and we've continued to trend downhill. Now we look at this team under Aaron Glenn. Can he build confidence back into this locker room? Because I think about, you know, person that pops up in my head is Quentin Williams. He'll be 27 years old. Kid's never been to a playoff.
Yeah.
Straight out of Alabama, man, this kid knew nothing but winning, right? And ever since he's been a Jet, he's been a class A citizen, great model guy, and every year he's going home early. And by the way, the Jets didn't draft him any help this season, which bothered me, right? Like, I look at the Steelers draft when they got the kid Desmond Heyman out of Oregon, and they got the kid Yaha Black, out of Iowa. Both interior guys that can help Cam and Haywood. You know what I mean? So I'm looking at Quentin Williams. If you're invested in a stud D tackle like this, who you know you want him to be a lifer, give him some beef eaters next to him where he's not getting the hell beat out of him every Sunday. And then you're talking about a secondary right now with the loss of DJ Reed. You know, Sauce is going to need help. Nobody knows what Sauce is going to be like. So I just felt like, Jets did a good enough job acquiring some DBs, but I thought they should have did a better job of getting some beef eaters to kind of beef up the trenches.
All right, on the defense, very simple question for you. Have we overrated them the last several years?
No. I think when the Jets had JFM and Sheldon Rankins and Quinn, and then you had a young Jermaine Johnson, those guys, they were legit. They were playing hard, they were playing fast, and they were effective, especially on the Salas defense. Now on the Aaron Glenn's defense, can we, you know, what is Jermaine Johnson going to look like coming out of injury? You know, because he was a huge factor. Can Will McDonald could be that edge pressure that we need desperately, and can he take another step in another year? So I think there's still so many questions out there. And then Jermaine Sherwood, the fact that he's going to have a full year being the captain of this defense, I think is huge. And so I think there's a lot of questions, but I think right now it's going to be imperative, man. How can we get, because we didn't stop the run last year at all. We got chewed up. Can we get more beef eaters that can, you know, plug holes and get after it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.